My favorite thing about the New England is the accents. I missed them. I really did. Oh man, when did I screw everything up but no one ever found out it was me? It was probably, it had to be like, as a child, like eating the last like Twinkie or Ho-Ho in the box, but blaming it on one of my younger siblings probably. Actually, now that we're thinking of it, to go back to that first question, the first time that I really screwed something up and no one ever found out, I must have been like 7 or 8 and my brother was like 5. We were out at my grandparents' friend's house and they were building this man-made lake. And I was out there kind of throwing rocks around and I hit my brother right in the head. And he had to go get stitches, and I told my mom that I saw him drop a rock over his head and it hit him in the head. And till this day, I think this might be the first time I'm ever admitting it, so sorry. We're better now. Something my brain makes me do, and I have to will myself not to do it, would be sweets. Anything, cakes, cookies, anything like that. I just have a sweet tooth. It depends. It depends on the day. Sometimes I have a taste for like Sour Patch Kids. Sometimes it's red velvet cake. Sometimes it's Oreos and milk. It's just anything sweet. I have a special technique. I bite it in half, but I don't chew. I take a sip of milk and I'm kind of dunking it as the process is going on. The worst purchase I've ever made, I've made several times, but I buy really nice suits. And once you get to a certain point, you probably don't need any more suits. And my wife tries to make that argument all the time. I probably have way too many and they probably cost way too much. But those are probably the worst purchases because one day, I probably won't be able to fit in them anymore. I don't have a boat. I always heard that's the worst purchase you can make. So I'll make sure not to make that mistake.